He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? Wow. All right. Well, that happened. What happened? I don't even know. This happened.
There's a lot of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddy for the win. Go!
Oh, my God! I cannot.
What the hell? This was just... The game was over. Should have been over. They were up by 18. The Lakers were up by 18 in that game. Fuck. I cannot believe what just happened in that game. The Lakers lose to the Chicago Bulls. /119 to /117. They fall to 44-29 on the season. They, you know what, man? I'm just going to say it. The Lakers have gone right back to, and pardon, the reason I'm looking around is because I'm pulling up videos for the show. But the Lakers have gone right back to just not respecting the sport and not respecting what can happen to you when you just coast. They did it last night against Indiana in the plays that wound up leading to LeBron needing to tip in the winner. Remember, they just like stopped defending. Indiana was just getting layup lines to the basket at the end of that game. Because the Lakers were like, yeah, we're good now. We're good here. And then they like essentially were walking off of the court when there was an entire minute to go. And then tonight you have this sequence.
Get it into Vucevic. Quick pass to Williams. Big shot for three. Good. 2-point game, 9.8 left. Oh, who's ball? Giddy! The steal! Wait for the lead! Yeah!
Big time plays! Big time plays! Kobe, wait! Subs!
Both of those threes were LeBron's fault. Like, nobody else really to blame. He is guarding nobody and leaves Patrick Williams open in the corner. And the one thing that you needed to avoid there was a three-pointer. And then he turns the ball over on the inbounds pass that leads to Kobe White's three-pointer there late. And then I want to find a better angle of Josh Giddey make, because I couldn't believe what I was watching. The Lakers all were running away from the from Josh Giddey. There's only one person who can hurt you in this spot, and it's fucking Josh Giddey, the guy with the basketball, and everybody is running away from him. It was absolutely nuts. I can't find it. I just, it's fucking embarrassing. That was just the dumbest way to lose a basketball game that you had won. It was done. The Lakers were up by 18. Okay. You give up runs. Teams get back into games. That happens as part of the modern NBA. That, whatever. It's stupid. It's dumb. But the reason that that even happened was because, again, the Lakers just kind of stop defending. What they need to fucking realize is that they don't have the personnel to coast and have a decent floor defensively. Their floor defensively is somewhere near the crust of the earth, because Your key defensive personnel is Jackson Hayes anchoring the defense. It's Luka Doncic. It's Austin Reeves. It's a 40-year-old LeBron James, who apparently now is now moving like a 50-year-old LeBron James. LeBron, since he came, well, let's even look at like briefly before he tweaked his groin in March. So in March, he had a 5 for 10 three-point shooting effort against the New Orleans Pelicans. Outside of that game in March, 1 of 6 from deep against the Clippers, 2 of 8 from deep against New York, 0 of 6 from deep against the Celtics. Against the Bulls, the first loss, he was 1 of 2 from three-point range. Against Orlando, 0 of 3 from three-point range. Against Indiana, these games are after his return, 0 of 3 from three-point range. Against the Bulls tonight, 0 of 5 from three-point range. So since he has returned from that tweaked groin, he's made one more three-pointer than I have. One. And all right, fine. Like you're anchoring the defense. You're learning this new role. You're doing all these things. You're the oldest man in the sport. You can't be making, I don't know if he actually is. Maybe Chris Paul might be older. But you can't make those mistakes down the stretch of a game where you give up the three to Patrick Williams guarding nobody, and then you turn the ball over and they hit a three because like you force the ball to Austin Reeves there. And then on top of it all, like you're standing there at half court. You don't even challenge the guy's shooting shoulder. You don't even tack like Josh Giddey. Yeah, he's shooting a half court heave, and you don't want to foul him on that play, but you're running away from the ball. All of the Lakers, by the way, were running away from Josh Giddey until he took that jumper. Gabe Vincent was running away while he was guarding Kobe White. And you had Luka not really guarding anybody. You had LeBron kind of hovering at half court guarding Nikola Vucevic. There was 2 seconds left. They had to clear the entire court in 2 seconds. If they make a pass, they make a pass. Let them make a pass. Make them beat you with a pass there. You can't let a guy, a professional basketball player, dribble up to half court, gather himself, and shoot basically an uncontested half court shot. These guys make those shots. Have you ever seen the pregame rituals for all these guys? They all feature shots like that, where you take a couple dribbles, you gather yourself, and you shoot from half court. That's nothing for any of these guys. That's the only play that fucking beats you. That's it. That's all of it. That's the only play that hurts you there. But no, everybody's running away from Josh Giddey in that moment. Because again, like the Lakers just, they take so much for granted. And this is the thing that I've been trying to credit Josh, JJ Redick and the Lakers for trying to build, trying to get away, break away from this identity where they're so happy to just, all right, we got this. We're good. Like, can I go to lunch? And I know they're tired. It's like their 10th game in 15 days or whatever it is. But you do all of the work necessary to win. Win the fucking game. Finish the job. You gained an 18-point lead at one point. Finish the game. Knock them out. Knock their key players out of the game so that you can enjoy your rest. But nope, can't do that. I think the Bulls shot like 11 of 14 from three-point range in the fourth quarter. And the reason that is because the Lakers just stopped respecting anybody. It's just maddening to watch this team play basketball. Because they're so effing talented, especially offensively. They have so much talent out there. And they rolled the ball out. They finally started running some stuff. And wouldn't you know it, they got some good looks after they started running some stuff with Austin, LeBron, and Luka. Wow, man. And then on top of it all, like the Lakers, we've been talking about the margin for error that they don't have defensively. They don't have Rui right now. So that even further limits your margin for victory. You have to work so effing hard if you're the Lakers to be a decent, if not good, defensive basketball team. They know that. They have to know that at this point. They know what it looks like. They know how bad they can be defensively. They just gave up 146 points to this very Chicago Bulls team. You know what it looks like when you don't actually go out there and defend the way that you have to. Any basketball team can get hot. We just saw the worst shooting team in the sport shoot like almost, well, above 40% for much of the game until they cooled off late. Like, it's just, you can't, you're in this chase to avoid the play-in or to get home court in the first round. You've done all of the work necessary to win this game. Just win the goddamn game. You're right there. It's like my daughter does this sometimes where she'll eat something and it drives me insane, drives me bonkers. She'll eat like a banana or something like that. And I'll tell her, all right, whenever you're done eating stuff, she's 5 years old. Whenever you're done eating stuff, you're old enough to be able to walk your trash to the trash can and throw it away. And what do I find all the time? I find pieces of trash around the trash can. And I'm like, Avery, you're right there. Finish the job. Just put your foot on the little pedal. The door's going to open up. Put the trash in the trash can and walk away. You did your job. I wouldn't have to have this talk with you five times a week. And that's what I feel like with the Lakers. They do just enough work to get right there to the finish line. And they're just like, eh, this is good enough. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes you beat the Indiana Pacers late with a tip-in in a game that you should not have needed that tip-in on. Because, again, you got to the finish line and you were like, ah, this is good enough. That'll pick it up from here. What? And then the very next night, having not learned anything apparently from that experience, you go out, you do more than enough to win this game multiple times over. Austin Reeves made two game winners tonight. And neither of them are going to go down as a game winner because the Lakers got right there up to the finish line. We're like, yeah, that's all right. By the way, Austin might not play in the next game because he turned his ankle. I'm actually driven insane by this basketball team and by this organization's culture that just cuts corners and lets shit fall through the cracks. Maddening. Absolutely mad. This one's on LeBron. It just is. That's how this is going to work. LeBron played another meh game. He did have 17 points, 12 assists. That's good. Can't shoot now because, his lower body is not where it needs to be. Got to the free throw line only twice. I thought the refereeing was pretty bad again in this one. But 8 of 20 from the field, 40% from the field, and made that just absolute blunder late that led to 6 straight points in about 5 seconds. And then when the game-winning play just kind of like stood there and raised his arm, and it's just, Austin did more than enough to win this one. Dorian Finney-Smith had a bad game tonight, but Austin finishes with 30 points. Luka finishes with 25 points. Jackson Hayes played one of his better games of the season, 19 and 8 from him. And then you have a bench that was basically non-existent, 7 points for, Jared. You had, 8 points from Gabe, 8 points from Goodwin. Dalton couldn't score. They only played 9 guys in this one with, Rui out. And, you play LeBron 39 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. And you play Luka 38 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. And you play Austin 37 minutes on a bum ankle on the second night of a back-to-back against a team that currently sits at 33-40. And you walk away with a loss. It's inexcusable. It's embarrassing. The Lakers went out there and embarrassed themselves late. LeBron absolutely embarrassed himself late in this game. I don't even have any fucking notes, man. I'm just pissed. Like, I have not felt this angry over a loss in a long time. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that the Lakers have gotten to a point here where they can piss me off to this level again. Because I think I've been riding a little high on the Luka thing. Like, at some point, I keep waiting for like the urgency to kick in. The Lakers defended tonight really poorly, short of like 1.5 quarters. They didn't really defend all that well last night either. And now there's some shooting luck that goes against the Lakers' favor in some of these spots. But for the most part, man, the Lakers, you would think that these are like, with the way that the Lakers are defending for chunks of these games, I know they're tired. I know they have senioritis. I know that they see the finish line right over there. But again, it's just like we talked about a second ago with these games. It's a perfect kind of zooming out of that problem. The Lakers are right there at the trash can for this entire season. They just need to run through the tape, and you can get yourself a pretty good seed, because the rest of the top of the conference is stumbling over each other too. The Lakers are right there. They did all of the work necessary to put themselves in this position where they can win themselves a nice, whether it's a 2 or 3 or 4 seed, whatever. They're right there. They're right on the precipice of being able to do it. They've put in so much work to put themselves in this exact spot. And you look at what they're doing down the stretch of this season, and it's like, yeah, sure, they're tired. Everybody's fucking tired. It's like whenever, I remember when my first like management position, I had this kid who was working for me, and I was at Men's Warehouse, and I was like relatively young. It was like while I was in college, it was my college gig. And so at Men's Warehouse, you had the salespeople and you had the people who helped the salespeople. And in order to be a commissioned salesperson, you had to work full time there at Men's Warehouse. I didn't have the time in my schedule to be full time. So I was like just under full time. And I was like the manager of the team that helped the salespeople. And there was this kid who, fairly intelligent kid. He was also going to school, all this stuff, rich parents. But this kid always came in late, and it was always with an excuse. And I remember telling him, I'm not going to light the kid's name on light the kid's life on fire here by saying his name. But I remember telling him, I was like, dude, why are you always late? He's like, well, you know, today I had this, and then yesterday I had this. And then, you know, he's like, I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't care what's going on in your life. We all have shit going on in our lives. Everybody does. You got to get here on time. You're on the schedule for this time. You got to be here on time. You're not getting paid for your first hour of work today, because this is 3 weeks straight where you've been late. And I'm just going to, no, you're good. You got here too late. Go home. And and this kid, like, you know, always an excuse. There was always something going on. And I kind of feel like that's where the Lakers are right now. I am that sick of the Lakers right now. Which, like, you don't think that the Nuggets are tired? You don't think Nikola Jokic is tired? He's carried that entire organization for the entirety of you know, the second half of his career now. Of course he's tired. He's still trying to go out there and get the job done. He's trying to run through the tape. You don't think the Houston Rockets or the Memphis Grizzlies or even the Oklahoma City Thunder are not tired? Of course they're all tired. They're running through the tape. Everybody has their shit going on. And yet every time it's like, you know, we're kind of tired. We're kind of banged up and we're kind of this and kind of that. I don't care anymore. You're right there. You have done the work necessary to put yourself in this position. Get the job done. And if you can't, all right, cool. Good to know about you here moving forward. And that's essentially where I landed on with that kid. Yeah. I think you're good at basically, it's not like you needed to be a Einstein to work at Men's Warehouse. Our job was to put together like shirt and tie combinations that would help these suits look better and accessorize in a way that would increase the total sales for, you know, on these customers who were walking out the door. It wasn't exactly brain surgery. This kid was pretty good at it. And it was like, I just told him go home. Eventually, we cut his hours to the point where he was like, hey, I need more hours. I need more hours. I was like, I can't rely on you. Go find another job. And eventually he had to. He quit and he went and found another job. And I don't know what happened to him after that. And it's like, yeah, maybe this is just who the Lakers are. Maybe that, like, you know, you tell a lot about yourself when you're tired. Are you gonna buck up? Are you actually gonna, you know, put your foot in the ground and say, no, we're actually gonna win this game? Or are you gonna make excuses and stumble late in this race and then wind up with a much tougher run through the postseason than you would have had if you would have just finished the goddamn job? 73 comments. Y'all have takes. Like Gregory Brown, unfreaking believable. That kid's amazing. Bad game from LeBron. Manny, I feel gross. J-Lock 14, it's time to get very real about this team. JJ Wolf, Anthony, make me feel better. Whoops. Yeah, it's just unbelievable to lose that game that way to that team after they embarrassed you the other night. This is the other thing. Have some fucking pride. Like, this team embarrassed you the other night on your home court. They scored 150 points on you in regulation. Your answer for it is this? It would have been great if they had the answer. The answer was right there. They're up by 18. You know, like, you're up by 18. Just finish the job there. Three or four more buckets, and the game is over. Billy Donovan would have subbed his guys out because the Chicago Bulls are trying to tank anyway. Just finish the job. And if the Lakers would have won this game going away, we'd be sitting here saying, like, all right, that's the answer we were looking for. But instead, it's the same old nonsense. It's the same old shit that we've gotten basically for the entirety of LeBron's time here, where they just take all of these teams that they deem below them for granted, and you walk away. They're 16-20 on the road. The Lakers are 16-20 on the road. There's some mental fortitude that is lacking from this team. The inability to pull out games on the road is probably a bigger problem than we're letting it known, especially, by the way, as they fall down the standings and probably won't have home court advantage for the amount of playoffs that they would have needed it. You would think, given the discrepancy in results, home and away, that the Lakers would play with a little bit more of a fire under their ass, because they should know, yeah, we kind of suck on the road. We should try to avoid that as best we can. But nope. No, they do all of the work necessary to win this game and then just shit the game away. Just absolutely fart the game away. Just unbelievable. And everybody right now, because they're in that, again, honeymoon period. I won't string out that analogy the way I did the other night, but they're in that honeymoon period where nobody probably wants to call each other out. Somebody needs to get in LeBron's ear. Somebody needs to get in Luka's ear. I had Austin played really well on this one, but somebody needs to light a fire under this team's ass and be like, hey guys, we saw what it looked like when we gave a fuck. We knew, we saw, we were pretty damn good when we were on a string and cared and were disciplined and were fighting through all kinds of stuff. Like, we know what we're capable of. Can we get back to that? Or are we just accepting that we were playing above our heads for that stretch and we'll just kind of see where we're set from here on out? It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I have not been this angry as a Laker fan in a minute. And, you know, it has everything to do with a team that I just don't think really respects the game in the way that you need to. You know, you need to respect the sport. You need to pay homage to the basketball gods. You need to understand that if the basketball gods notice that you're disrespecting their game, they will smite you. Who's seen Bruce Almighty? Smite me, almighty smiter. Like the Lakers literally at the end of this game here tonight, they looked up at the ceiling and they were like, bring it on, basketball gods. Give me your worst. Oh shit, that's really bad. Like, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable to watch this team disrespect the sport in the ways that it does so consistently, despite being bitten square in the ass by not caring about the sport and by disrespecting the sport. Unreal. I don't even have freaking thoughts anymore. I'm just sitting here into the camera saying unreal, because that's all I can keep saying. It's an unreal finish. And hopefully it's that wake-up call to the Lakers to be like, all right, yeah, we need to be better than this. The Lakers, after this one, have 44-29. That's 73 games. They have 9 games left here. They probably won't have Austin in at least one or two of them because of this ankle thing. I'm hoping that he takes a night off, because this is now 2 straight nights he's turned that same ankle. They'll probably get Rui back in their next game, which will be nice because they really, really need him for these games where Dorian just completely disappears. But yeah, it's just, you know, you have 9 games left. Let's take a look at the 9 games. Actually, let's take a quick second here. And man, unreal. Unreal.
What the fuck?
Whoops, wrong button. It's like, this show could have been 4 seconds long.
This is why I look like this, everybody. This is why I'm losing my mind.
All right. The final games here as the Lakers wrap up their season are brutal. They play at Memphis on Saturday. They have a night, or they have a day off tomorrow, and then they play at Memphis on Saturday to round out this road trip. They play against Houston on Monday. Then they play against Golden State on Thursday. They have a couple of days off before that game against Golden State at home. Then they play New Orleans, who have pretty much, they'll probably have been given up completely on the season by then, but that's on the second night of a back-to-back. So cool. And then they play back-to-back games Sunday and Tuesday against Oklahoma City on the road. Great. They play at Dallas in Luka's return to Dallas that Wednesday. That's the second night of a back-to-back. I think Dallas has a couple of days off before that game, by the way. Houston, then after the game in Dallas, they play Houston at home after a day off. And then they finish the season on Sunday, April 13th, in Portland, a place that is always difficult for the Lakers to play. It's a 2:30 in the afternoon game, so you have that fuckery to deal with. And on top of it, Portland has actually been playing really good basketball the second half of the season. So those are 9 games there. I see 3 that are, like, just in terms of talent on the teams, 3 games there that are wins, definite wins, need to be wins. Outside of that, all of the other games are tough for one reason or some combination of those reasons. And that's why this game really hurts. The Brooklyn game really hurts. The Charlotte game really hurts. The other Bulls game really, really hurts. It the Orlando game hurts. All of those sub 500 losses, you stack them all up and you look at where the Lakers sit in the standings, and it's just, they should have so much more of a buffer here, but they don't, because they just so consistently disrespect the game of basketball. The Lakers, now there's action going on elsewhere in the league, but the Lakers sit at 44-29. They're now a game and a half back of Denver. I don't know if Denver is playing tonight. I don't think they are. They are not. They sit a game and a half back of Denver. Denver is 5-5 in their last 10. The Lakers are now 4-6 in their last 10. The Houston Rockets are actually playing good basketball. They're 9-1 in their last 10. The Lakers are now 3 games behind them. So you could kiss the 2 seed goodbye. They are now tied with the Memphis Grizzlies, who have also been playing really bad basketball by their standards. Memphis, right? Oh, and Memphis lost to OKC tonight, so you got a little help there. But the Lakers are tied with Memphis before they go and play in Memphis. They're only a couple, 2.5 games up on the Clippers to avoid the falling to the sixth seed. The Clippers and Golden State and Minnesota, for that matter, are all essentially tied at the 6, 7, and 8 seeds. So the Lakers, like, you look at their remaining schedule here, and you look at the way. Now, look, they're all tough games. So maybe the Lakers finally respect the sport and show up ready to play those games. But you're playing in those games with much less margin for error because you messed around and lost to the Chicago Bulls twice in a week. You have so much less margin for error because you lost to the Brooklyn Nets. You have so much less room for error because you lost to the Charlotte Hornets. You lost to the San Antonio Spurs. You lost to the Utah Jazz. There are so many of these dumb games. That's how you rack up wins and give yourself a good seed, is by beating the teams that you need to beat and then splitting the games against tougher competition. But no, now the Lakers basically have to do the opposite of that. Because they fucked around. You fuck around, you find out. And in this case, the NBA or the basketball gods essentially just keep on reminding him, please keep on messing around. We enjoy it. We enjoy beating you upside the head. It's just so stupid. This team is so stupid. I'm not going to keep ranting and raving. I'm honestly going to, well, let me check and see if we have any comments here that I need to get to. Omaris Hall, we're 0-2 against these Eastern Conference teams, the Bulls, the Pistons, the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Magic. It's brutal, just absolutely dumb. I don't think, by the way, like I'm saying a lot of this, I share your frustration, bro. Bron too busy worrying about his beef with Stephen E. Smith. We can do that, I guess. I don't think he's thinking about Stephen A. Smith in that moment, but the bigger thing here is that he needs to get healthy, and his lower body. We saw what it looked like. That, remember that one postseason, a couple postseasons ago, where LeBron just couldn't shoot, and we found out after the season that his foot was really bothering him. And he couldn't throw a pea in the ocean because his foot was really bothering him. He doesn't have like your prototypical traditional jumper that looks super clean and all that stuff. There's a lot of extra motion to his jumper. And that means that everything has to be right on his way up. And if, you know, it starts at a tough spot, you know, whether it's a foot problem or a groin problem or whatever, you see his shot decline really, really quickly. And I'm starting to get a little nervous that we might go into a postseason and he's going to be afraid to shoot, which only makes the game more difficult on Austin and on Jackson and on Vando and on Luka. Like LeBron is going to have to, you know, progress to the mean here in really short time because he's a significantly worse player if he isn't shooting the ball very well. Everybody is. That's not to say that like he's any different there. But he needs to be able to shoot. The Lakers need him to be able to shoot. If you're going to be turned into by way of the way the design of the offense with Luka now on the team, if you're going to turn LeBron James into a 3-and-D wing, then he needs to be really bleeping good at the 3 and the D part. And those lapses like you saw tonight and the poor shooting make it so that he's not necessarily as good as he needs to be at either of those things, and it just really hurts you. So either the Lakers need to get a lot more creative on offense so that he can be a bigger part of that and impact the game in that way, or he's just going to have to be better. And I don't know what the solution there is. The solution is all of you fuckers, just play better. Everybody. That's going to do it here for this shorter episode of the Lakers Lounge podcast. I'll pop onto the lowdown once I have some time to kind of gather my thoughts and stuff. I'm so disgusted with that game. It was such an unavoidable, you know, calamity of errors that, you know, lead to the Lakers now really sincerely having to worry about falling into the play-in. Like they really might fall into the play-in here because of how they've disrespected the sport in some of these games against lesser opponents. And they have, now you're in a one game situation potentially against the Golden State Warriors, or you're a one game situation potentially against the Clippers or the Timberwolves, who are huge and would give you problems. Like, it's just the Lakers have put this season in real doubt because they just didn't respond very well to the moment. They got to the finish line and said, all right, we're good here. And you can't do that in this brutal Western Conference. Apologies for the kind of rant heavy episode here, but that was just disgusting. I don't have anything to say else. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit all the good buttons. Tell your friends about the show. Normally it's a lot better. Have a great rest of your weekend. And until the next time you guys hear from me, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a great rest of your day, make some day else's, and I'll talk to you whenever. I don't care.